Appellations for wine specify a region defined by the geography, soil, and climate conditions that shape the wine in a particular bottle. A growing movement of California cannabis growers is preparing to apply the idea of appellations to their crop.
And this is going to give small farmers a chance to stay small and be honored for their methodology and for their genetics.
That's Justin Calvino, a farmer who lives in Albion. He's the founder of the Mendocino Appellations Project. Mendocino is the county furthest along in developing maps that will allow that county's farmers to market their cannabis with geographically specific appellations, while protecting small farmers from the expected competition from industrial production. According to Hezekiah Allen, executive director of the California Growers Association, cultivation standards and practices will be considered side by side with geography in future marketing materials. For example,
we are strongly encouraging the development of a carbon-free standard. What does it mean to generate cannabis with no carbon emissions whatsoever?
Or how about a label on your cannabis that says no salmon were harmed in the making of this product?
Not only are we going to be able to bring that end result, which is that this product was grown in a way that's friendly to those fish, we're also going to be able to build an awareness of and sort of reverse engineer an awareness of the interplay between irrigation and potential extinction.
Farmer Justin Calvino is also thinking about fish and water, and he believes that water usage can be another standard for consumers.
The cannabis that I put into the ground and specifically plant in the ground, which is going to be one of the standards for Appalachian-grown cannabis, takes a third the water, if not a quarter of the water, than other in-pot or above-ground engineered soil-grown cannabis.
So, both appellations, let's say Albion outdoor-grown, and designations such as low-water certified, can be used to appeal to the environmental beliefs of the buyer. Hezekiah Allen.
The dollars that they spend are probably one of the most powerful tools they have to impact change in the world, because so much of what's going on in the world is driven by commerce, is driven by marketplaces and economics.
We're having mindfully grown cannabis, and this is going to be slow cannabis. This is going to be small batch. This is going to be artisanal, craft, all of those beautiful words.
But above all, says grower Justin Calvino, appellations will not only specify where his crop is grown, it will be a guarantee that cannabis is being grown ethically. State standards for appellations are not expected to be finalized until around 2021. For now, marijuana-growing regions around the state will be collecting data and reaching out to farmers and consumers to make the system as useful as it can be. Ultimately, says Hezekiah Allen, appellations could go a long way toward honoring what he calls California's canicultural heritage. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.